I'm Gene DeLisio with a Marshfield Tiger sports update for Monday, April 14th from WOSQFM.com. The Marshfield Tiger baseball team plays a non-conference game with Medford at Safford Field in Marshfield on Monday afternoon. Game time is 4:30. On Saturday, the Tiger baseball team lost both ends of a non-conference doubleheader to Hudson, 12-2 and 2-1. In that first ball game, Marshfield's Chase Robinson doubled and drove in a run for the Tigers. The W lacrosse softball team lost two games to Oshkosh on Saturday, 8-2 and 5-1. Marshfield's Maddie Bornbach served as the DP in both ball games for lacrosse. In game one, Maddie was 3-for-4, with two singles, a double, and a run scored. In the second ball game, Maddie was 1-for-3 with a double. Maddie now batting .423 with one home run and 19 RBIs for the lacrosse softball team this spring. Toronto Blue Jays outfielder Dalton Varsho of Marshfield continues his recovery from off-season shoulder surgery. Dalton now is at the Blue Jays' extended spring training site in Florida, participating in games. He is hitting without any problems and is now clear to do some throwing as well. If Dalton has no problems in that area, he'll be sent to Toronto's AAA Farm Club in Buffalo for a rehab assignment and then return to the Blue Jays in the near future. Marshfield Tiger girls soccer team lost to Hudson on Saturday 1-0 in a contest played at the Greenheck Center in Schofield. Tiger goaltender Peyton Bremer made 30 saves in goal in that contest for Marshfield. Former Marshfield Tiger student-athlete Gracie Holland is the WIAC Women's Field Athlete of the Week. Gracie now competes in track and field at UW-Whitewater and last week broke her own Whitewater school record in the pole vault with a height of 13 feet, 2.5 inches. Gracie is ranked second on the NCAA Division III outdoor performance list for this season. She was sixth last month at the Division III indoor national meet. Marshfield Tiger football coach Denny Gadel played his high school football at Stanley Boyd, then played 4 years of college football at UW La Crosse.
You know, Coach Roger Herring called me and some other universities in Wisconsin called me and a couple in Minnesota, things like that. But I'm a homebody like most people, a small town. I wasn't going to go very far. And to tell you the truth, I really, after they called me and said that, you want to come and play football for us, I guess my whole life changed because kind of felt like, well, what the heck am I going to do now in college,
Sure.
I mean, there's all these things that open up every avenue for you. And so I didn't really know what to do, where to go. I mean, Eau Claire was right down the road.
Right.
I kind of, in my own mind, really didn't want to go there. But I also started looking at some of the competitor maybe in me, started looking at kids who were going to school there, and I knew Steve Rochibe, a friend I have from Mondovi. He was a quarterback there. He was going to Eau Claire, and Jason Janke was another boy that was going to go to Eau Claire, and I'm like, well, I don't want to go there. It's two quarterbacks that I played against.
Sure.
Why would I do that? Let's, give myself a better chance.
Marshfield Tiger football coach Denny Gadel. And that is our Marshfield Tiger sports update for Monday, April 14th. I'm Gene DeLisio reporting for WOSQFM.com.